Choose Chicago. Jason Lesniewicz is here, and we're talking about all kinds of, or we're about to talk about, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, all kinds of things that are going to be happening in Chicago. We'll start, I think, Jason, with July 4th. And, you know, I said this, I've said this before. I was on the radio with Wendy Snyder this past week talking about this. I said, and I mean this, I've written about this as well, that other cities have done what I'm about to say. You ready?
I am.
You're not going to be shocked.
No, give it to me, Steve.
Okay, so other cities have said, you know, traditional fireworks are costing more and more money. Most of those fireworks are from China. So now they're really more money. In addition to that, our veterans, who should be respected, I think, arguably more than any other group of citizens, maybe first responders, too. Well, actually, funny I should say that, because first responders also have PTSD. Our veterans have PTSD, a lot of them. So why don't we respect them fully? Also, children in particular, but anyone on the spectrum. Also terrified of fireworks, not to mention what our dogs and cats think of fireworks. They are terrified. They literally suffer a panic attack very often, not each and every one, during fireworks. All of that combined and the environmental unfriendliness of traditional fireworks in many ways, including at Navy Pier, they're launched from Lake Michigan, which means they end up in Lake Michigan. So all of those things lead me to say, why don't we have drones and or laser lights?
Yeah, Steve, I know, you know, Navy Pier does have some drone shows here and there for some of their special events. I know they're working on, you know, having more and having that technology more readily available. Fireworks has been their thing, you know, every Wednesday and Saturday from Memorial Day through Labor Day. They, you know, huge crowds come out, especially for that show that is closest to 4th of July. But I know, you know, that they definitely think about the drones, have programmed them, and have done some great shows for some of their big special events. Yeah.
And I asked you off the air to put me in touch with someone I can talk to about this, because it's not up to Choose Chicago.
It is
Choose Chicago just promotes what Chicago is doing,
yes.
Which is a lot right there. But I'd love to talk to them about that, because I'm not the only one who feels that way. And when I mentioned it on air with Wendy, boy, there was call after call after call. Right now, in truth, I am not getting too many text responses to that necessarily, but I think that it's worth perhaps looking into. So tell me, for the traditional fireworks, when they are happening at Navy Pier this year.
That will be Saturday, July 5th, the day after 4th of July at 10 p.m. And of course, you can
10
see
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
I know people who cannot stay up that late.
Well, you know, it's you know, it gets so dark. It gets dark so late, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So 10 p.m. You can see them obviously from the pier, from the lakefront, from rooftops. If you have got a great view of the lake from a variety of our rooftops. So
yep.
Yeah, Saturday at 10.
Can we lend people in on a secret? The cruise lines here,
yes,
they all offer, I think, special cruises where they go out either to the river or Lake Michigan or both.
Yeah, if you want to get right up under the fireworks, look at either the city experiences, which are the dinner and kind of lunch cruises. They go out for dinner and then hang around to see the fireworks. Or yes, yeah, some of those river and lake cruises go out
like
and
the first
and
lady.
They're like right above you there, and it's a really neat experience. And again, the river cruise is one of my favorite experiences in the city, always named one of the best tours in the world. So it's just a great time. And the city at night is just, it's different than during the day. It's so beautiful.
You know, I could kick myself because not only did I forget my sunglasses on, my regular glasses at home, I also forgot this list. So Chicago was named, I think, the third most walkable city, maybe it was the fifth most walkable in America. New York was on that list, but they were behind Chicago. Ahead of Chicago, number one was Philadelphia. It's not my list. I don't understand that. But it brings me to like the Riverwalk. You know, if you've not done the Riverwalk, and it's expanded, I think.
Yeah, the Riverwalk is, I call it our second riverfront, or
lake
waterfront. Sorry, okay. I don't want to call it a lake. And it's really only a little over a mile long, and it gets you from the lakefront all the way around that bend where a lot of the new beautiful buildings are, right? We call it, you know, Wolf Point, just west of Merchandise Mart. And it is a wonderful walk to just take in the city, stop for a bite to eat, a drink, and the beautiful architecture.
Lots of restaurant choices too.
Yes, if you can rent your own boat there, those electric boats, you know, if you want to get on the river, that main channel, you can rent a boat, you can rent a kayak at our friends at Urban Kayak, or just really, you know, relax and watch people go by you. It's quite an amenity here in the city now, for sure.
Is there more going on 4th of July? If there is, we'll talk about that. And there's certainly a lot more happening this summer when we come back from Choose Chicago. And by the way, that website, your website is amazing. Whoever does your website, they must be up 24/7 because I don't know how they keep up with all the changes, all the things that are happening, not only in Chicago, but the suburbs too. We'll talk about some of those things. We're talking to Jason Lesnowitz. He is with Choose Chicago, and that website is
choosechicago.com.
I think that's easy to remember.
It is.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah. Great thing about Chicago is you have all these events happening all the time in the neighborhoods and downtown, and they are, four-letter word, coming
free. That's many of them are.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Not all cities have that.
If you're bored in the summer here, there's a problem because, every weekend there's at least four street festivals, or major events downtown, or a combination of both.
Yeah, including on the 4th.
Yes. One of the big events, Grant Park Music Orchestra. If you don't know, they've been doing this for 90 years. They've been around. It's hard to believe, but their 4th of July concert is on 4th of July. It starts at 6:30 at the J. Pritzker Pavilion. It's not all classical music. They have some Broadway show tunes they're going to play, some sing-along, some patriotic music, Brain a Picnic. It's a great family event. Early in the day, you could stick around and hang out downtown, but that is a great event for families and people that want to, take in some great music at Millennium Park July 4th.
And it's a lot of money.
No, it is absolutely free, Steve.
That's what we're saying, Which is the best price.
Free culture here is not hard to come by in our city.
Yeah. That is actually true. Yeah. So anything else on the 4th, or have we covered it mostly?
We're going to go right to the weekend. It's a big weekend. On the 5th and the 6th, it's NASCAR weekend.
Oh, right. That's what we wanted to talk. Okay.
Yes.
So every year they've gotten, this is the third year?
Third year.
So the first year, traffic was like anywhere near downtown. Like, if you were in Louisville, Kentucky, I think you suffered the traffic from Chicago downtown. It spread all over. Then it was better last year.
Yeah.
You think it might be better this year?
I do. They've shortened the load time.
What does that mean? How much you drink before the thing?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
The load in before the race and the load in after. Everyone learns, right? It was their first event 2 years ago, and they've learned a lot, and it will be much better this year, and it was last year. And so the shorter race, the Xfinity Series, is on Saturday at 3:30, and then the actual NASCAR Cup Series race is Sunday at 1 p.m. There will be street closures, obviously. The race course takes in Michigan Avenue, Columbus, Lakeshore Drive. So Lakeshore will be closed at one point for the weekend.
How do I get to work next week? I don't know.
Yeah, they're really good. But Lakeshore's the last one that gets closed, right? So everything else, and then they close it off. They have race weekend, and they try to open at least a lane on Monday morning as quick as possible.
Okay, so are there concerts in conjunction with that?
Yeah, the one big one is Saturday night, July 5th. A big name, big in country music, Zac Brown Band is playing Saturday night. So you can get that with a combo ticket. There's a lot of varieties. Kids get in free if you have the field pass, where you're just standing around, not in the grandstands or a suite, but you're amongst the course, if you will. And so that's a great offer
kids
for
get
family.
In free?
Yeah.
I get in free?
Not you, Steve, but if you want to grab some kids, not grab them, but bring some kids along, you can bring them in for free and they'll have a blast.
I've been mistaken for a child the way I act. So maybe I can get in free. Are there other events and activities in conjunction with NASCAR this year?
No, they've done a lot of their community event programming leading up to the race. Their focus will be next weekend on the main race there, right downtown in Grant Park.
But I think there's other events all around having to do with that if you come downtown as well. In addition to that, you are going to guarantee no rain this year.
Yes. You know, we had 2 days of rain the first year, 1 day of rain last year.
So no days this year.
No days this year. We're, okay. We're on the right trajectory, Steve.
You
absolutely.
Are. You
yes.
are.
Yes.
So July means warmer weather.
Yep.
Don't think we can get warmer than we are right now. So probably cooler weather. It was funny. I went to Florida for business last week, and it was like freezing because it was 92 degrees there, and it was 98 degrees here.
Yeah.
So it's we ask for warm weather. We got it this year. So tell us what else is happening as we move and slide past the 4th.
Yeah, you know, Millennium Park, I'll just say their film series starts on the 1st, July 1st. Every Tuesday, free film in the park. It starts with The Sandlot. They're also showing Love and Basketball, which is its 25th anniversary. So check out that if you want to see movies in the park. Their music series started every Monday and Thursday. Free concerts in Millennium Park. The weekend after NASCAR, though, is a great weekend. I can think of four big events. The Chosen Few Picnic, which is a house music festival down in Jackson Park, down just south of Hyde Park. Chicago invented house music in the late 70s, early
80s. How much is that event?
That I can't tell you a ticket price, but it's absolutely worth it. Yep,
ChooseChicago.com.
Yep, you can link right off from our website to theirs to find tickets. Also that weekend, another music event, Windy City Smokeout.
Yeah.
Country Music Festival out by the United Center. Great food as well. Great barbecue.
I think great is an understatement.
Another free great cultural event in Millennium Park that weekend is Gospel Fest, Chicago Gospel Music Fest.
Been going on forever.
And then another kind of cultural festival down in Washington Park that everyone should check out is the African Caribbean Festival of Life.
What is that?
That is, you know, everything that African and Caribbean nations celebrate, their traditions, their music, their cuisine. It's in Washington Park, beautiful park just west of Hyde Park. And it's a great festival. To, you know, there's vendors, there's food, there's music, dance. It's a really great festival down in Washington Park.
And it's your job to go to all of these?
And, I wish.
And you don't weigh 750 pounds. I don't know how you do that. And you mentioned the movies. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to come downtown, you're not able to come downtown, but you live in Chicago and there's a park near you, anywhere near you, there's probably a free movie.
Yeah, the Chicago Park District obviously does a great job programming our parks and movies in the park where they travel around to different parks throughout the city. So definitely you want to check out their website or ours to find out all the locations for movies in the park.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else is going on this summer that you can talk about?
Yeah, obviously, you know, beyond that, you start getting into some of the neighborhood festivals. The following weekend is...
Now, what I love about you, and I don't know how you do it. I'm looking for your notes.
Yeah, no notes
your
today.
Phone. You're doing this all off the top of your head. It's amazing.
You know, we have...
So on July 24th, the year 2052, what is happening in Chicago?
Lollapalooza. No, I don't know.
I don't know how you do it. No notes, no nothing. All right, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Roscoe Village Burger Fest is the third weekend of July.
That's
great place if you really want to go out and try some of the best burgers in the city.
Yep.
Wicker Park Fest is coming up the weekend after that. So I think that's July 24th and 25th. Wicker Park Fest always puts together a great music lineup. Some emerging bands, some touring bands come in for Wicker Park Fest. So really like that festival as well. We'll be getting towards the end of July, which of course does mean Lollapalooza. That's July 31st through August 3rd, 4 days right there in Grant Park. When you get into August, you're one of my favorite parades. I know it's Pride Parade today, but Bud Billigan Parade, August on the South Side, down King Drive. Great event. Come out and celebrate the Bud Billiken Parade in early August. Aaron Water shows on the horizon in August, coming back. And another one I'm really excited for, because I've just really been working on a lot of house music stuff, is the city's house music music festival in Millennium Park is August 23rd.
I think that there are a lot of choices. So I want to go back to NASCAR.
Yeah.
How much money does that really, I don't mean a exact amount, but I mean, is it truly significant, the amount of money that this brings into Chicago? We have had 2 years of it, so we have some idea.
Yeah. I won't speak on their behalf. They do an economic impact study. A lot of our festivals do. They want to show that they're being a good partner, driving tax dollars. And I don't have that number right in front of me, Steve. So I don't want to make something up.
Is it as much as Taylor Swift?
You know, it's not as much as like a Lollapalooza, you know, which is really one of those that just brings in a lot of tax dollars. For us, as someone who loves to partner with NASCAR as the city's, you know, tourism agency, you know, the amount of times they show our beautiful city
matters, though.
It does. It's like free advertising for us.
Yes.
So you see you see those beautiful skyline views. Yeah. You see the lakefront, and people that don't know Chicago are like, holy cow.
So the year was last year that we had all the first year when it was
raining.
I didn't care. I was, because I'm not a NASCAR fan. I was just watching it. And I will tell you, it was like they had time because there was no race. Yeah. So they were just talking. And you see view after view of Chicago. And they're talking about Chicago, you know. And what they're saying about Chicago is true. Is tourism up or down?
It is doing really well. We're going to have a great year. We've already, you know, had some records broken last year in terms of, you know, money spent. I think this summer, we've seen O'Hare and Midway. They're going to have record numbers of travelers coming through. So we expect a really good year in visitation to Chicago.
I love everything Choose Chicago does. ChooseChicago.com. They've got it all broken down. And by the way, if you want to make a restaurant reservation, another good place to go. You just name the cuisine. They break it down by cuisine, then by neighborhood, if you prefer to do it that way. It's incredible. Again, your website, I don't know how you guys do it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a team effort. We meet every week in terms of our content team to really make sure anyone that wants to find anything to do in the city, it's a one-stop shop.
All right. Jason Lesniewicz, I wish I had your life. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.